turning in my parking lot as well. So, yeah, we live in good times when it comes to that stuff. I've often said, I don't know why they even bother with just give us a mirroring display in our cars. We don't need anything. You keep it. Just, well, amplification and speakers. You know, install amplification speakers with them in a screen that can mirror your device of choice. I used to always get the navigation with my vehicles when I bought them. And in the last last one, I did. And, you know, I have not missed it. I jack the phone in, and like Dakota said, it pops right up. You know, like a whole half of the screen is my navigation, and then I've got the other half divided into two quadrants, and it's got like messages, you know, or something, you know, I think it kind of rotates through different things. Music is definitely one of them, and I can switch it up too. I can, you know, I can bring the music full screen or, you know, move them around a little bit, so it's kind of cool. Ah, what marvelous technology times we live in. But my classic, the old granddad of all navigation systems, is telling me that I am in the parking lot getting ready to park, so I will make this my last. Catch you guys later. Donald, W8FU.
As the old granddad of map systems, are we talking about the system in your blue company car there? Because I know that's a much older vehicle, and I was thinking as you were talking, when you go on road trips for work, does that thing even have a system in it that works? Real quick before you check in.